When We Disagree is a show about arguments, how we have them, why we have them, and their impact on our relationships and ourselves. This show is a showcase for stories of disagreements, disputes we had that were so important that we kept thinking about them weeks, months, even years after their conclusions. The topics, relationship, work, money, ideology vary, but their impact on us, our self-concepts, our relationships, our lives, is powerful. I'm Michael Lee, professor of communication and director of the Civility Initiative at the College of Charleston. Today's guest is Sophia, a student from Minnesota. Sophia, tell us an argument story.
Hi. So this happened not too long ago. It was probably like 3 weeks ago. Not very long at all. I have a long distance boyfriend. He's in the Navy. And we've just not had a lot of time to talk. You know, he's got a lot of stuff to do. And so most of our talk is just quick stuff here and there between his job and between my classes. And I don't know what happened. We were just talking, and for some reason, I didn't want him to know that I hadn't responded to him because I was watching TikTok, because I have this like unhealthy obsession with TikTok, and like I know I need to like slow down my watching. And so he's like, he texted me and he's said, respond to me, stop watching TikTok. And I responded back. I was like, I was not watching TikTok. You can't say that I was. I was actually doing homework. And he's like, no, you sent me a video on TikTok literally a minute ago. I know you were on there. And I was like, oh, yeah, I was on TikTok. And he's like, why'd you lie to me? And I was like, well, it was a little lie. I don't consider those bad lies. It was a little lie to protect a little bit of my dignity, try to make myself not see how bad it is, how much I'm on TikTok. And he got pretty upset about this. He's like, I don't like any type of lies, not big, little, anything like that. And I was like, I think some lies are okay, even like little ones like that. I shouldn't have lied, but I don't think it was horrible of me. And he really views it as like totally going against like the truth, being totally untruthful, and kind of, I don't know exactly how he saw it, but how I was viewing what he was saying, which is probably wrong. He probably wasn't thinking this, but I was viewing him saying that I was completely a liar, completely like wrong, very like not a good person. So I kind of got heated. I was like, it was a little lie. It doesn't matter that much. And I got really defensive, and I'm a very avoidant person. I don't really like conflict. So I kind of just stopped talking from there and just stopped talking, talked to him later, and just talked to him later and just pretended that it didn't happen. But it stuck with me for so long, because now each time I replay it in my head, I'm like, he kind of makes sense, because, I mean, who knows where it could snowball from there if I told, like, little lies like that. And then I think to myself, like, what lies are then okay? Because I know there's some lies, you know, like, you know, if you say someone looks really good when they really like their outfit, but you don't think it's that good, I think that's an okay lie if they're really confident in their outfit and you really like it. But yeah, I don't know where kind of the line is for those little lies like that.
And you were hashing this out in real time with a significant other, that you both have a different relationship to lying, the process of lying, the appropriateness of certain lies. With you, if I'm hearing you right, you're saying some lies are okay, therefore me lying to you that I wasn't on TikTok, even though you totally busted me on TikTok, is not a big deal. And him saying, no, we have to hold the line against all lies, because where does it stop? Is that a fair recreation of what happened?
Yeah, that's completely what happened. And I do think some of this comes from like our backgrounds. Like his family is pretty religious, pretty like Christian, all that stuff, where you know, it's totally like against the Ten Commandments. You can't tell any lies. Where my family is, we went to church pretty regularly when I was a kid, but slowly we started going less and less. So we believe in like God, like Christianity and stuff like that, but we aren't as strong in upholding those beliefs as other Christians and Catholics and all of those people are. So I think that I kind of bend the rules a little in my interpretation of like organized religion, Christianity, all that stuff, while he's pretty firm in his beliefs and all that. And
can we go back briefly to the origin of the dispute, which was, this is via text, I assume?
Yeah, well, we text on Snapchat.
You text on Snapchat, of course. So you had a Snapchat interaction where he's then saying, you're not being responsive because I know you're on another app on TikTok. And then you have delayed, but you've already sent him a video, which is really incriminating of what you're actually doing. You're not doing your homework or studying or whatever. And then you lie and say, no, I'm doing my homework, in order to, you said, protect your dignity. Talk that out a little bit.
Yeah, I forget. I just, because TikTok, you know, it's so, your videos are happening in like 3 seconds, 10 seconds. You're just flipping through it all. So I kind of forget what I do. And I send him the video. I send him a bunch of videos all the time.
Yeah.
And I forgot that totally. And then when he's like, you're on TikTok, I was like, well, I'm not always on TikTok. Like, I do other things. I just send you a lot of videos because I like you to see what I'm seeing. And so I got kind of defensive because I didn't want him to like think that I'm always on TikTok. I'm not doing other things. Like, I, because that's one of the things also from my childhood, I think, is I liked movies, TV shows, books, all that stuff. And my mom would always say that I was lazy. I wasn't doing what I was supposed to. And I was a good student. I would get my work done. And it always made me feel bad when she thought the only thing that I was doing was watching these shows, reading these books, and just taking up all of my time and wasting it on this stuff. And so I kind of like maybe brought that back. I don't know. where I like didn't want him to think that like I'm just lazy watching these TikTok videos all the time, not doing homework, not doing actual work. Mm. And yeah.
Where did it resolve? Did you said that you kind of stopped the initial conversation where there had been a comeuppance about the lie and how big a deal the lie was or wasn't, and then you stopped talking and then came back to it a little while later and didn't really address it again. Has it come up again?
No, it hasn't. I'm hoping to go to therapy for this. But I,
for the TikTok or the lie?
For just like my personality and like being avoidant in all of these type of situations, because I will just sweep things under the rug. Mm. So in that, like, I kind of like, before I stopped talking to him, I was like kind of trying to calm him down and trying to like stop the situation from going on. And then when it was like still, we were still kind of talking about it, I kind of stopped responding. And then later when I went back to talk to him, I just completely talked about a different subject. We didn't really address it again. Mm-hmm. And really the only development that's happened in it has been in my mind, just thinking about like where he's coming from, where the line is, like I was talking about, and how these little lies like snowball.
Let me ask you about your relationship to the lie, not necessarily that lie, but all lies. Can you envision, or at least the way you rationalize it when you were arguing with your boyfriend, and even here today, I hear you saying there are some circumstances in which what we'd call white lies are not a big deal. Mm-hmm. Hey, that's a really cute baby. I really like your outfit, even if maybe I don't like the outfit so much.
Yeah.
Lies to protect yourself, your dignity, lies to protect another. How did you rationalize this one, or how do you rationalize this versus ones that are outright committing objective harm to you or others?
Yeah. For this one, in the moment, I was rationalizing it as like, it's not that big of a deal. Like, if I give this little lie, I mean, he's not going to know any different, obviously. I didn't realize that he did know something different. I was just rationalizing it as, you know, it's not hurting anyone just to say this. It's just raising my dignity a little, boosting my ego. Rather than like other lies where like if you're lying about it and they find out, like that's going to cause them to feel bad or something like that.
Yeah.
And yeah.
How did you feel when he said, you said, I'm doing my homework, I'm not on TikTok. He said, you literally just sent me a video. I know what you're doing. And then you said, or what did you feel then?
Well, what I felt then, because it's hard to, you know, read someone's emotions through text. So I was like, oh, he caught me. I'm busted, you know, like not really thinking much of it. Like, oh, he knew I was on TikTok. I sent him a video. But then when he started going deeper, like, I don't like that you lied to me like that. I was like getting defensive, like, it's not that big of a deal to me. Like, I just see that as like a little flippant, like, oh, I was like there. I was lying a little bit. But yeah, and he saw it as like this big thing that probably needs to be addressed.
Has this happened before?
Not really, no. This is the first time, I think. So that's why I think I was a little caught off guard with his response too, because this is the first time we've like dealt with something like this.
That's right. The first time you've ever handled the importance or lack thereof of any lie, a white lie or...
Yeah.
A worse one.
Mm-hmm.
What about your argument styles? It sounds like he was a little more direct in that moment. Like, hey,
yeah.
I caught you lying and I'm super mad about it.
Yeah.
You described yourself as being a little more avoidant. How do you hash that out generally in your relationship?
We typically try to, I think he's kind of avoidant too sometimes, but in that moment he really wanted to talk it out, like explain why he felt that way. And in that moment, I was pretty defensive and pretty like, oh, I don't want to like deal with this right now. Because I was just, it was like the middle of the day. I had work to do later on. And like, I didn't want to have the emotions from this affect anything else. So I was just trying to like stop it. And he was trying to like talk it out and like trying to explain everything and why he felt this was wrong. And yeah.
He keeps giving reasons, keeps wanting to engage. You keep... Yeah. Wanting to stop reasons and find reasons to disengage.
Yeah, pretty yeah. much.
And there doesn't have to be a neat, tidy answer to this, and so often there aren't. But mm-hmm. as you recount the story and think about this on When We Disagree, what's the lesson for you? And what do you think the lesson is from this instance for him?
The lesson for me, I think, is basically because I didn't even think about it too much when I just said, oh, I was not watching TikTok. I was doing something else. I didn't think about it that much. It was 2 seconds. I typed that out and I sent it. And then think about how it was actually like a big, like, or not a big, but like a lie. And I just, I guess maybe I like need to focus more on like what I do usually during my day and see if like there's any other instances where I do things like that. And I don't know what the lesson is for him, but like maybe you know, just finding more out about me and kind of trying to see my point of view of the little lies and how they're not as bad as those big lies that can hurt other people. But I don't know if he caught that or not, because I really didn't explain it very well.
Sophia, thanks so much for coming on When We Disagree.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
When We Disagree is recorded at the College of Charleston with creator and host Michael Lee. Recording and sound engineering by Jesse Kunz and Lance Laidlaw. Reach out to us at whenwedisagree@gmail.com.